Oh, good morning.
早上好。
你好。
你好。
Good morning.
It's good to be here again.
非常高，也非常好，又回到这里来。
It's always great to be here with you and Pastor Bill and Sophie. I just love being here.
我非常喜欢跟那个我们一起在，我们喜欢你们在里面呢。
I know that God is up to something. He's up to something new.
我知道神要做一些新的事情。
You know, the last time we were here, we were speaking on revival.
上一次我们在这儿的时候，我们那个。谈到那个复兴
they had that the revival now in Susan now in California.
Yeah, 因为有一个萨苏街，现在的萨苏街正在那个复兴。
You know, and we're really in a season where God is beginning to move all over the place.
所以我们现在在一个新的季节，神要在不同的各种地方来运行。
And God is looking for people who are going to respond to His moving.
但神也在那个寻找那些人，能够来对他的。神的那个做的工能够有个反应。
You know, back in the old day, you had special people like Benny Hinn or like certain one person.
然后往回看呢，就是有一些个别的人，比如说 Benny Hinn 这样的个别的人。
But now God is looking for everybody.
现在神要看来寻找每一个人。
In this next move of revival, it's not going to be one person; it's many people.
在下一个复兴的运动当中，神要用很多的人，不是个别的人。
You know, in the book of Matthew, Jesus says, "I will build my church."
然后我们看那个马太福音，那个耶稣说：“我要建造我的教会。”
And church isn't a building, or it's not a religion.
然后教会呢，不是一个那个建筑物，也不是一个宗教。
Church means the called out ones. It's talking about people.
这个教会是指呼召出来的人，是人，指人。
And so God is looking for anyone who's available for Him.
所以神在那里找那些人，为了神的人。
How many here are available for God?
多少人我们愿意预备好为了神？
God wants to use you.
神想要使用你。
And you know, we're all ministers.
我们所有的人都是服侍，就是那个，就是服侍神的。
Right now, at the heart of Dr. Russ, he's our president. His heart right now is for revival.
就是那个 Russ 那个牧师，他的心里面现在也是，他是我们的那个事工的主任哈，他的心里也是带着那个装着那个复兴。
Last week they were in New Brunswick.
上一周在那个 New Brunswick 那个地方。
And people at the church experience something they've never experienced before.
那个教会的人经历到他们从来没有经历过的事情。
It was the presence of God and the hunger for God.
然后神的灵，神的同在当中，然后人的渴慕也在里面。
And God wants to bring revival to revive the people.
所以神要把那个复兴带到我们来，然后我们把那个复兴带给那个人群。
But did you know there's a reason for revival?
你们知道那个复兴的原因是有一个原因吗？
A lot of people like revival because God comes in and He just touches people's hearts.
然后有些人认为，就是神来了之后，就是神触摸这些人的心。
And people like it because it feels good.
然后有些人觉得，我让我们感觉很好。
But there's a reason for revival.
但是复兴有一个原因。
There's a reason why God moves on His people.
然后就是那个神为什么要来让他的儿女运动起来，有一个原因。
And it's to bring them back to the original purpose, which is a great commission.
所以他也把我们带了一个回到他最初的那个大使命当中。
God revives the church, that the church can go out and win the world.
所以神要复兴这个教会，然后让这个教会人到那个世界当中去复兴。
And so this morning I want to share about, you know, we as Christians, there's a process and a growth to our Christianity.
所以今天我也想作为我们那个基督徒，我们那个成长的过程是一个什么样的？
And what we are supposed to do as Christians.
我们就是应该做一个基督徒。
Come and know that God wants to reach the world.
因为从那个神来的，我们要来。去那个进到那个世界当中。
But He's going to use people like you and I to win the world.
但神要使用你和我去赢得这个世界。
Now in Acts chapter 1 verse 8,
在那个使徒行传一章八节。
This is just before the day of Pentecost.
那一天呢，就是正好是那个使徒那个五旬节的前一天。
Now in Acts 1 and 8, it says.Tarry in Jerusalem until you receive power from on high, then you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
这一章八节说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得了能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
And so Jesus said, "Wait in Jerusalem, and I'll send the Holy Spirit."
所以耶稣让那个门徒等在耶路撒冷，我要让圣灵降临在你们身上。
So there was a promise that the Holy Spirit was going to come and touch His people.
所以那里有一个应许，圣灵要来触摸那些人。
Now, if you go to Acts 11, verse 26, it just says that the disciples were first called Christians.
如果看到那个《使徒行传》十一章的二十六节，那个时候呢，那个门徒被称为基督徒。第一次啊，门徒被称为基督徒。
So here, this is the first time in the Bible we see that the disciples are called Christians.
所以那个地方我们看到那些门徒第一次被称为基督徒。
But what is a Christian?
但是什么是基督徒呢？
And I'm going to get to that, but I want to show you a progress of our faith.
所以我们要慢慢的来带你认识我们的那个信仰。
Now in Acts chapter 2, I'm going to read a couple of scriptures here. Acts chapter 2, verses 40 and 41.
然后我们看到那个《使徒行传》二章四十四十一。
It says here, and with many other words, this is Peter, he testified and exhorted them, saying, "Be saved from this perverse generation." Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to the church.
所以使徒行传二章四十，彼得还用许多话做见证，劝勉他们说：“你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的时代。”于是领受他的话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约签了三千人。
And so here, Peter preaches a message, and people get saved.
所以在这里呢，耶稣这个彼得在那里传福音，讲了道，然后呢，人就得救了。
So that's when people get born again.
然后那些人就重生了。
Now we've all been there.
我们都在那经历过那样的阶段。
We heard the gospel message, and we said yes to Jesus.
我们听到那个天国的福音，然后我们对耶稣说：“是的，我接受你。”
And so that's the first level is when you come into the church.
所以那个就是第一个阶段，当我们进到那个教会里来，第一个阶段。
You're born again.
你已经重生了。
Now in Acts chapter 5.
然后到那个《使徒行传》第五章。
Here in verse 14.
第
12, 13, and 14. It says that through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch.And in verse 14, and believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women.
好，所以那个《使徒行传》十二章五章十二节，主借着使徒的手，在民间行了许多神迹奇事。然后他们都同心合意的在所罗门廊下。然后到了十四节，信而归主的人越发增添，连男带女很多。
And so here, through the apostles, many miracles, signs, and wonders were being done.
透过那个使徒呢，有好多的神迹奇事发生了。
And verse 14 talks about believers.
然后呢，到十四节呢，就讲到一些信徒。
This is another level of commitment.
然后第一，这个呢，就是另外一个那个更高一级的那个信徒层面。
A believer is one who hears the doctrine, hears the teaching, and believes what the Bible says.
然后这个信徒呢，就是说听到那个讲到福音之后呢，他就信了圣经上所说的话。
So first people get born again, they come into the church.
第一个呢，就是听到这个福音之后来到教会。
And then they begin as they learn the doctrine, as they learn the word, they come to know the truth.
当他学到一些神学的真理的时候，他们就更进到深的一层，相信圣经上的话。
So as a believer, you believe the truth.
所以作为一个信徒，你要相信那个真理。
Now in chapter 6 verse 1,
然后到那个使徒行传第六章第一节。
Now in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplying,
当那个时候门徒增多了。
Okay, and here, that's all I need to read, because here it talks about disciples.
这里就说到那个门徒。
This is the final level of the believer that comes into the church.
所以这是第三个那个水平上的最更高级的，就是第三层门徒进到那个教会里相信，然后呢成为门徒。
See, first when you say yes to Jesus, you come into the church.
首先你对耶稣说 yes 说是的时候，接受耶稣的时候，回到来到教会。
As you learn the truth, you become a believer.
然后当我们学到那些真理的时候，我们变成一个信徒。
There's a lot of people out there. You say, "Hey, are you a Christian?" You say, "Yeah, I believe in God."
然后有些人问他：“你是基督徒吗？”是的，我相信神。
But not many people become disciples.
但是不是很多的人变成了门徒。
A disciple means to be a student of a mentor.
然后这个门徒的意思呢，变成一个老师的一个学生，学
or a follower of Jesus Christ.
或者是跟随耶稣的人。
You know, Jesus before he leaves gives us a great commission.
当耶稣离开我们的之前的时候，他给了我们一个大的使命。
In Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章。
And in verse 19.
十九节。
He says, "Go and make disciples."
然后去使万民做我的门徒。
Go and make disciples of the nations.
让他们做那个万国的民徒门徒做门徒。
He doesn't say go and make converts.
他没有说去让人只是信主。
They became disciples.
他们要成为这个门徒。
Many churches believe, or all they do, is they just go out and they just bring people in and get people converted.
所以有些人呢，只是让人信了主，转变了一下。
When the Bible says that in order for a church to be strong, you need to raise disciples.
所以那个耶稣讲，如果让这个教会要变得强壮呢，一定要让人做门徒。
So all of us who are Christians, sooner or later, we have to become a disciple.
所以我们所有的基督徒，不管迟早晚，我们要成为这个门徒。
We need to come to someone who can teach us and train us on the practical things of the ministry.
所以我们需要人来教导我们，然后呢，进到那个更成熟的部分，能够来服侍。
So because there's a purpose to this.
因为这是这个目的。
Now we saw here the first people came in, then they became believers and they became disciples.
让我们看到人首先要成为信那个信耶接受耶稣，然后成为这个信徒，然后再成为门徒。
Now I'm going to read two verses from chapter 8 of Acts.
然后呢，有两个那个第八《使徒行传》第八章有两个经文。
And in verse 1 it says, Saul was consenting to his death, and at that time great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles.
因为那个扫罗在那里迫害人，从那个时候呢，教会耶路撒冷的教会呢大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散到犹太和撒玛利亚的各处。
And in verse 4 it says, therefore those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word.
然后到第四节说，那些分散的人往各处去传道。
There came a time when the people were discipled and trained.
当有些时到一定的时候，当那些门徒得到训练的时候，
and then persecution came,
他那个逼迫就来了。
That they were scattered and they had to leave.
然后他们就必须要分散。
But if you notice, what did they do when they left?
然后他们当他们离开的时候，他们做什么呢？
So they went preaching everywhere.
他们就到各个地方去传道、传福音。
They didn't have to write a program.
他们不需要。写一个就按照一个规章规程。
They didn't have to plan what they were going to do.
他们不需要去计划他们做什么。
Because they already had been discipled.
他们因为已经预备好了做一个。
So when they left and they went back to their countries.
当他们离开了回到他自己的国家的时候。
Because if you remember in Acts chapter 2, all the people from the countries came for Passover and Pentecost, but then revival fell and they stayed.
所以当那个大家记得那个使徒行传第二章的时候，有很多从那个世界各地的人，他为了那个要想得着那个圣灵，他从那个不同的地方到那个耶路撒冷，既然他们得到之后，他们又要回去。
And so now they were being persecuted, they were just going to go back home.
所以他们受了那个逼迫之后，他们又回到他们自己的地方。
But as they went on the way,
当他们回到那个地方的路上的时候，
they began to preach the word.
他们就开始传道。
They preached the gospel.
他们就传这个福音。
They were doing ministry.
他们就在那做服事。
Because as a disciple, that is what you're taught.
这个因为这些门徒已经被教导过。
Jesus had 70 disciples, and he had his 12.
然后呢，耶稣有那个十二个、七十个，还有一个十二个。
He taught them about the kingdom of God.
他们教导他们天国。
He demonstrated the power of God.
他把那个天国的那个能力。神的能力已经表现出来。
Then at one point he sent the 70 out, and then he sent the 12, and they did miracles and they preached the gospel.
他先是把那个七十个人送出去，再把十二个人送出去。那些人呢，在外面呢，就是传福音的，做了神迹奇事。
And when these disciples were scattered and went back home, they just did what was natural to them, was preach the word and do miracles.
所以当这些人回那个被那个逼迫的时候，就分散的时候，他们在那个路上非常自然的就做出那些。是那些门徒做该做的事情。
Here in Acts chapter 11, verses 19.
然后看那个《使徒行传》十一章的十九节。
It says, Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews.
所以那个 使徒行传十一章十九节，那些因斯提反的事遭患难四散的门徒，直到腓尼基和塞浦路斯并安提阿，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。
Again, here again, what were they doing? They were just preaching the gospel.
他们就在那里给人传福音。
Okay, now here I'm going to write this last bit of scripture, same chapter 11, verse 27 through 30.
让我们再读一下这十一章的二十七到三十。
Okay, verse 27, and in those days, prophets came from Jerusalem to Antioch.
所以当那些日子，有几位先知从耶路撒冷下到安提阿。
Verse 28, then one of them, named Agabus, stood up and showed by the Spirit there was going to be a great famine throughout all of the world, which also happened in the days of Claudius Caesar.
28节，内中有一名叫亚加布站起来，借着圣灵指明天下将有大饥荒，正是到格老基年间，果然有了。
And verse 29, then the disciples, each according to his ability, determined to send relief to the brethren dwelling in Judea.
29节，于是门徒定义照个人的力量 捐钱送去供给在犹太的弟兄。
Verse 30, and this they did also and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul.
30节，他们就这样行，把捐项托巴拿巴和扫罗送到众长老那里。
And so all that I've been sharing in these verses about what the Christians were doing when they went out.
所以我这里所分享的所有的经文就是说，这些门徒被拆出去的时候，他们做的一些事情。
We see that the life of a Christian can be summed up in one word.
所以我们看到那些这些人做的那个事情，就是从耶稣来的一个话。
And the word is do.
这个一个词呢，就是做。
To do, it's a word of action.
这个做呢，就是去有个行动。
Christians are people that do things.
然后基督徒呢，是能够做事情的人。
It's not about coming to church and sitting down and listening to sermons week after week.
不只是说到那个教会来，每一个星期天来，然后呢听一听讲道。
James says in his book, be not a hearer, but a doer of the word.
所以到那个雅各在那个雅各书里讲的，就是不但是做一个听到的，而且做一个行道的。
So Christians are raised up as disciples to be prepared for ministry, to go out and to preach the gospel and to do miracle signs and wonders.
所以基督徒要被训练起来，做成门徒，然后呢能够出去传福音，出去做这些事情。
There are many churches all over North America, like today on a Sunday.
比如在北美有很多的教会，就像今天这个主日。
They believe that being a Christian is about coming to church.
他们相信他们做一个基督徒要主日到教会里来。
And you know, all I do is listen.
然后所以我能够做的就是在那里听。
But the one with the microphone behind the pulpit, he's the smart one.
但是在那个拿着麦克风的在讲台上的，他是一个最聪明的人。
He's the anointed one.
他是一个受到那个高抹的人。
He's the one that's got to do the work of ministry.
他是那个要来做神工的人。
Well, that's what the Bible says.
但这不是圣经上这么说的。
The Bible says we all have a ministry of reconciliation.
所以我们这圣经上说，我们每一个人都有让人和神和好的这个职责。
See, Jesus came to save us, of course.
那耶稣来不只是来拯救我们。
But he raised up 12 disciples, 12 apostles.
但是他也那个兴起了，培养了十二个使徒。
He taught them about the kingdom of God.
他也教导那个关于天国的福音。
Showed them how to preach, how to do miracles.
演示他们怎么来祷告，怎么来做神迹奇事。
So when he died and went back, they would start the church.
然后当他死了走了之后，然后呢其他的人要来做这个教会。
And when people came into the church, the apostles discipled them.
然后呢，当那些人来到教会的时候，那些使徒门徒呢，就来训练他们做这些事情。
And these people went out and did the works of ministry, miracles, signs, and wonders.
然后这些人呢，被兴起来之后呢，他们出去来做那个神迹奇事。
They were preaching the gospel.
然后呢，传福音。
And they were making disciples.
然后他们做那个做使人做门徒。
The reason that I'm here today and that Pastor Bill is here today.
因为今天我在这儿，是因为 Bill。在这儿
It's because this process of discipleship has been going on thousands of years.
因为这种让人做门徒的这种处理方式已经有一两千年。
But it's not just the pastors.
但不只是牧师。
It's the people.
而是整个人。
We all have to be discipled.
我们所有人都必须要做这个门徒的训练。
Yes, I'm a pastor.
是的，我是一个牧师。
But I'm a disciple of Dr. Russ Moyer.
但是我是做那个 Moyer 的那个 Ross 的那个他的门徒。
The reason that I can prophesy.
这个原因我能够现在能够说预言。
Is because I was taught and raised up prophetic by Dr. Ross.
因为我在那个 Dr. Ross 那个底下。被他训练来讲那个先知的话语。
做 I went to Bible school to be equipped.
然后我也去那个圣经学院装备。
Many forms of discipleship.
有各种不同的方式来被训练起来做门徒。
But all of us here have to be discipled.
然后我们所有人在这里都要来做门徒。
We all have to be raised up to do the work of the ministry.
我们所有人都被要培养起来来去传福音。
God saved us for a reason.
所以神拯救我们有一个原因
and it's more than just salvation.
而不只是得救这个救恩
We are called as Christians to advance the kingdom of God.
所以我们要被呼召出来要传那个天国的福音
We are to raise up and to grow the church.
我们被呼召起来要来成让这个教会成长
Everywhere that the first Christians ever went.
所以当那个那些那基督徒就是第一个世界是基督去到各种不同地方
they preached the gospel and they did miracles
让他们去传福音然后来行神迹奇事
I want to show something from the book of Mark chapter 16
让我们看一下那个马可福音十六章
Mark 16 verses 15-20
让马可福音十六章从
and he said to them go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature
从十五节他又对他们说你们往普天下去传福音给万民听
He who believes and is baptized will be saved He who does not believe will be condemned
信而受洗的必然得救不信的必被定罪
And these signs shall follow those who believe In my name they will cast out demons and they will speak with new tongues
信的人必有神迹随着他们就是奉我的名赶鬼说新方言
And they will take up serpents and if they drink anything deadly it will by no means hurt themThey will lay their hands on the sick and they will recover.
手能够拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物，也必不受害。手按病人，病人就必好了。
And so after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God.
主耶稣和他们说完了话，后来必接到天上，坐在神的右边。
And they went on everywhere preaching the gospel, the Lord working with them, confirming the word through the accompanying signs.
门徒出去到处宣传福音主和他们同工用神迹随着证实所传的道
and here it says that the disciples went forth and they preached and when they preached God did miracles
所以当这里说呢这门徒就出去了他们传福音的时候神给他们同工
Amen. So this was the ministry of Christ this was the ministry of the disciples the apostles that has to be our ministry
所以在这里耶稣对那个门徒说的他们的那些事工呢也是对我们说的我们的事工
So you see when Christ was with his disciples in private he taught them about the kingdom of God
当那个耶稣和他的门徒在那个私下里讲那个天国的奥秘的时候
But when he went out to the streets he actually showed the demonstration of the power of God
然后当他们到那个街上去做的时候他们就把那个神的能力演示出来
He taught at home but practiced it outside
然后他们在家里面做训练培训但是到外面去呢是要把这个能力演示出来
What happened a month ago with Azusa Now was people praying for revival for the presence of God
所以在那个一个月前那很多人在那里祷告萨苏街再次复兴
See Jesus is about to come back
耶稣会要再来
It has been prophesied there's going to be one more major move of God
然后呢这个现在有一个那个先知的话语呢就是圣灵还有一个神更大的一个运动
One great worldwide revival
有一个世界全世界的一个大复兴
It's going to be a healing revival
那是一个医治的复兴
And because it's going to be worldwide it's going to take a lot of people to participate
所以因为是一个全世界性的所以需要很多人参加到这个实践当中来
And Jesus says as we go out and we preach the word he will accompany us with supernatural signs
所以这里的主说我们出去传的时候主要与我们同工用这些神迹奇事随着我们。
We have a ministry that one day we're going to stand before Jesus and give an account for.
所以我们有一天会要站在耶稣的面前，把我们的所东西都交账，在神的耶稣的面前交账。
God is looking for people who are available to be used by Him.
所以神在那里找那些能够被神来使用的人。
The Bible says God is not a respecter of persons.
圣经上说神不尊重人。
God isn't looking for pastors or prophets or evangelists.
神不是在那里找那些使徒，找那些先知，找那些牧师。
Looking for people like you and me.
他只是找你和我，像我一样的普通的人。
God wants to work miracles through your hands.
神要想让每你们借着你们的每一个人的手来行神迹。
God wants you and I to go out and reach the people all around us with the power of God.
所以神要让我们用我们的手去把那些失散的人，借着我们的手把神用神迹奇事把他们带回来。
In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, Jesus talks about the ministry that he was given.
这是路加福音四章讲到耶稣。
And in verse 18, chapter 4, it says, Jesus says, The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has appointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to those who are captive, and recover of sight to the blind.To set at liberty all those who are oppressed, and proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
路加福音四章十八节，主的灵，耶稣翻那个圣经啊说的，那个主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。
And this was the mission of Christ.
这是耶稣自己的，他那个。使命
and this has to be our mission.
这也是成为我们的使命。
The life of a Christian is supposed to be one of supernatural.
这个耶稣基督的那个生命必须要是超自然的。
A life that goes out from the church.
就是这个生命呢是从那个教会里出来。
See, because we come to church to be equipped.
我们来到教会里面是要受培训装备。
We come to church to worship together and to be together.
我们那个到教会来一起来敬拜祷告赞美。
But the presence of God is not only for the church; it's for the world.
但是神的同在不只是为了教会，而是要为了这个世界。
Many people, let's say people who were witches, for example.
比如说有一些那个巫师、巫术的
came to Christ because they saw that the power of God is more real than the power of the devil.
他们那些巫师呢，信了耶稣，是因为他们看到神的能力比那些邪灵的能力更大。
You can go out there and talk to people about God, and you can debate religion.
你可以去跟人去讲福音、讲神，你可以跟他们去那个争论。
I've done it.
我以前做过这样的事情。
You get into an argument.
我们开始在那里争吵。
Nobody wins.
没有人能够赢。
But when you can demonstrate the power of God, they're going to know your God is real.
但是如果他能够，如果我们能够把神的能力演示出来啊，他知道那你赢了。
See, there's a reason for miracles.
所以这个神迹有一个原因。
It's not so that I can, you know, pray for Pastor Bill and he gets healed and I get the glory.
不是说我来为那个曹弟兄祷告，然后呢他好了，然后我就得到荣耀了。
Miracles prove that God is real.
这个神迹呢是要来证明神是真实的。
It turns people's attention back to God.
所以把人的这个注意力从那个别的地方带到神面前。
So your life as a Christian is one that you're supposed to reach out and touch the world for Jesus.
所以你作为一个基督徒的那个生命，你要去出到外面去来触摸那些人。
So what is the life of a Christian supposed to be like?
所以一个作为一个基督徒，他的生命应该是什么样子呢？
Let me give you some examples.
我给你大家一些例子。
We find people who are slaves to sin and we set them free.
所以我们看到有些人是作为那个罪的奴隶，我们要让他们得着自由。
We find people oppressed of the devil, and we set them free.
我们看到有些人被那个邪灵压制，我们要让他们得自由。
You find people with broken relationships, and you bring restoration through Jesus Christ.
然后我们看到有些人他那个关系搞得一团糟，我们要来修复他，让他能够回到耶稣面前来。
You find people with physical disease or infirmities, and you pray for them for God to heal them.
所以我们看到一些人身体上有疾病有软弱的我们为他祷告他得了医治然后带到耶稣面前来
We find people who are hungry or in need and we provide for them through the provision of God
我们看到有些饥饿的人有那个缺乏的人我们供应给他
Most of the associations that provide services to the poor are Christian organizations
好多那个一些机构啊，提供给就是贫穷人的那些服务啊，都是基督徒运转起来的。
You go out and find people who are full of sorrow, and you bring joy.
所以你们看到一些忧伤的人，把那个我们把那个神的喜乐带给他。
You find people who have no hope, and you present the hope of Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到有些人没有盼望的人，我们就把耶稣的盼望带给他。
It's very simple.
就是非常简单。
A Christian is one who goes out.
作为一个基督徒，就是出去。
Into a hurt and dying world.
去到一个受伤的、一个要死的、死亡的那个世界里面。
A world that is dark.
那个黑暗的世界里面。
And you, as the light, you go out.
你是一个光，你的光要出去。
Bring them joy, bring them salvation, bring them hope.
把那个喜乐，把那个救恩，把那个盼望带给他们。
We preach the gospel, and God will show up.
然后呢，去传福音，那神呢就会显明出来。
You know, in Acts 1:8, I read it at the beginning. God said He was going to send the Holy Spirit.
所以在那个使徒行传一章八节，我们刚才已经读了，就是神要应许赐下圣灵。
But the Holy Spirit comes so we can be a witness.
所以耶稣来，圣灵来，就让我们可以做一个见证。
And what does a witness do?
就是做见证人是做什么呢
？In a court of law, what does a witness do?
在那个法庭上，一个见证人，证人是做什么的
？He just tells the judge or the people what he saw.
所以他只是告诉这个法官他眼睛所看到了什么。
He tells him the truth.
他只是看到他的，把那个真理告诉出来。
We're supposed to tell the world what we have seen Jesus has done.
所以我们做一个。这个见证人做基督的见证人，就是把耶稣做在我们身上的事情，神所成就的说出来。
What has Jesus done in my life, in my marriage, with my children?
耶稣在我的生命当中，在我的婚姻当中，在我的孩子当中做了一些什么样的事情
？People are amazed at what God can do.
所以人非常的，听到这些事情之后会被，神感觉到非常特奇妙。
I remember I was once speaking to a Jehovah's Witness.
然后我记得我有一次对那个耶和华见证人说。
And you can't argue with them.
你不能跟他们争论。
Because they know their Bible better than you know yours.
他对那个圣经比你懂得更多。
Okay. So, but if you can demonstrate the power of God.
但是你可以把那个神的能力演示出来。
I remember I was speaking to this person.
我记得跟他们说话。
And two examples. This is the first one.
两个例子，第一个。
I said, you know, at the end of the day, when I go to sleep,I can put my head on a pillow and I can sleep.
然后我跟他说，当那个这一天结束的时候，我把我的头放在那个枕头上，然后呢，我手就一枕上，我就可能睡觉。
And he said, "You can sleep."
他说你能睡觉吗？你能睡得着？他说我是不能睡的。
I serve a God who doesn't sleep.
他说他不能睡不着。
So I can rest at peace.
然后呢，我可以在那个平安里面。睡安心睡着了。
The Bible says God gives His children sweet sleep.
然后神说要给他的儿女一个安然入睡。
A lot of people with a lot of problems and pressures and they can't sleep.
然后好多人有很多的压力，有各样的问题，他们睡不着。
I can sleep.
我可以睡得着。
That's the reality of God in my life.
所以这是神在我的生命当中一个现实。
I remember I was once my mother came and visited us once.
我记得我的妈妈有一次来访问那个上我家
she's not a Christian
她不是一个基督徒
and so we were talking about the Bible
我就在那里跟她讲一些圣经
she had her own views I had my views of the Bible
她有她自己的对于圣经的看法
and at the end of the night it was late it was like 11 o'clock at night 11:30
然后那个晚上大概11:30的时候
and I said you know it's time for us to go to bed it's late
然后现在已经很晚了我们应该上床睡觉
and she grabbed her head
他就在那里
rubbing it,
他就在那里挠他的头
and saying what's wrong
然后我就问那什么
she goes I got a headache
然后他说我有一个头疼
I go can I pray for you
然后我就说我能不能为你祷告
she goes okay
那好啊
so I went over
然后我就走过来
put my hand on her head
然后我把我的手放在头上
and I began to pray
我开始就是祷告
she almost fell to the ground
他就差一点就倒在地上
she had to catch herself whoa
他就开始要抓住的东西
she goes what's that
他说我怎么回事
That's the power of God.
这就是神的能力。
The power of God in me.
这是神的能力在你里面，在我里面。
Today she's still not a true believer.
但今天她不是一个真正的那个信徒。
But she'll call me when she wants prayer.
但是她需要事情的时候，她给我打电话了。
Because she knows when I pray, something happens.
如果因为我一祷告的时候，某些事情就发生了。
Because we serve the real God.
因为我们服侍一个真实的神。
When I was in Colombia last November.
当我那个在哥伦比亚去年11月份的时候
，driving a car with somebody else，
我们跟那个其他另外人在开这个车。
He had a sickness in his ear，
因为他在他的耳朵里面有那个疾病。
He heard a high pitch，
他能够听到一个非常高的那个尖的音。
So he's driving，
他在那里开车。
So I said, "I'm going to pray for you."
然后呢，我说我来为你祷告。
So I reach over and touch his ear.
然后我就伸出去，那个触摸他的手，耳朵。
Real simple prayer.
非常一个简单的祷告。
Lord, I thank you that you're real.
我说感谢主，你是真的。
You want to heal my brother in Jesus' name.
你要来医治我弟兄的耳朵，奉主耶稣的名。
They said it stopped. I'm healed.
然后他说停，我已经得医治了，我能够听见。
Why? Because I serve the living God.
为什么？因为我服侍一个真实的神。
I was talking to Zenle a couple months ago.
然后我几个月前跟甄乐说话。
When you went to China with the family.
然后当你那个去那个中国的时候。
You ministered and God showed up with miracles.
然后呢，你在那里服侍神，有好多那个神迹发生。
That should be every day for us.
这个变成应该是每一天是这样子。
And so when Jesus says he gives us the Holy Spirit to be witnesses.
当那个耶稣应许给我们圣灵的时候，让我们成为那个见证。
We are witnesses of the power of God.
我们成为那个神能力的见证人。
Of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那耶稣基督复活的那个见证人。
Many people when they go out and they do evangelism.
如果很多人出去的时候，他们做那个做传福音的工作。
They'll memorize some scriptures.
他就记住一些经文。
And they'll go out and they'll tell people scriptures.
然后呢，他们就出去告诉人圣经上的经文。
And they hope they can convince the person.
他希望他能够说服人。
To believe.
开始相信。
And just to say the prayer.
然后呢，就开始跟着他一起祷告。
But the gospel was never meant to be preached without power.
但是圣经上从来说，我们传福音的时候，不能没有能力去传，不能这样。
When Christianity was born on the day of Pentecost.
当那些基督徒在那个英德那个五旬节他开始降生的诞生的时候
one religion among a thousand other religions.
然后呢这就是一个这个宗教在所有的宗教当中
but the one thing that separated Christianity from everybody else
然后这个呢就把所有的那个基督教的这个跟其他的所有的宗教分开
was the power of God
就是因为神的能力
same trip we're in Colombia
所以同样的那一次的那个在哥伦比亚的旅行
We had this big crusade in a big open park
我们在那里有一个非常大的那个布道会
And then at the end we were going home We stopped at a little restaurant on the side of the street
然后呢我们就停下来在一个街边的一个餐馆停下来
And so we're sitting at a table
我们坐在那个桌子旁边
My friend Jenny she came with us from Canada She was sitting next to me
然后我们一个姊妹叫 Jenny 她坐在我旁边
And at the end of the table was another couple that were involved in the church.
然后呢，还有一些我们那个跟教会有关系的人坐在旁边。
The lady was a nominal believer.
她呢就是一个 nominal 是宗派。
Not a strong believer, like kind of believer, like.
啊，她是有一点点信的那种信徒。
So we're sitting there.
然后我们坐在那里面。
And they know we're prophetic.
她知道他们是那个先知性的服事。
So I said to my friend Jenny.
然后我就对我朋友那个 Jenny 说
I said, you have a prophetic word for that woman.
然后呢我就对那个 Jenny 姊妹说你对那个姊妹对那个女的有一个限制性的话语
She goes, what?
然后她就说什么
I go, you got a word for her.
然后我说你对她你有一个话语给她的
So I told her, she's going to give you a word.
然后呢我就告诉另外一个女孩子说她要给你一个话语
But we'll, I'll do it first and then you can jump in.
然后他说我先开始然后你再跳进来
So I prophesied a nice little prophecy
然后我对他发了一点点预言先知话语
And then Jenny said Well all I hear is God says That there's life in your womb And many many children And it was something like children Kind of like the prophecy where God said to Sarah, kings will come out of your womb. So he said, life will come out of your womb. You will give children. You'll have, you know, you'll raise up leaders and something like that.
然后呢，这个姊妹就开始对那个女的说预言。她说你的这个腹中要找出这个生命来，就相当于那个神对那个撒拉说的，从她那个腹中要产生一个新的国度，就有好的生命从她那个子宫里出来。
And so the woman begins to cry.
然后那个女的呢就开始哭
And her husband said
然后她的丈夫就说
My wife is barren
然后因为我的妻子是不育的
She's tried to have two children and it aborted
但是她原来想生两个孩子但是呢就是放弃掉了
And my friend Jenny began to cry
然后呢这个姊妹也开始哭
Because that's the power of the prophetic word to release life
然后呢，这就是那个就是神的那个力量开始释放出来，这个先知的话语就出来。
So a couple months ago, I received an email that she now has a baby.
然后呢，我几个月前我收到一个邮件，那个女的有一个孩子。
That's how we should be operating all the time.
所以这个就是应该我们每一天如何来运作。
God wants to use you.
神想要来使用你。
To impact other people.
去来影响其他的人。
To strengthen other Christians.
去那个给另外一个基督徒力量。
But also to reach the lost with the power of God.
但同时也去在那个失丧的人中寻找灵魂。
So all of us here are ministers.
所以我们都是这个神的
服侍。Wherever you go, whether you're at work, at school.
不管你去哪里，到学校里工作。
We're supposed to be ready to be used of God.
所以我们必须要预备好去做神要做的事情。
So how do we do that?
我们怎么做这个呢？
I'm going to give you just two basic points on what we can do to get ready to minister.
所以我们给大家两个基本点，就是让大家准备好，随时就去做那个神福音的指示。
Number one, we need to look for opportunities to minister.
首先我们需要去找这个机会。
Many times we're so busy with our own lives.
很多时候我们是忙于自己的事情。
We don't see the world around us.
我们看不到在我们周围的世界。
We need to look for opportunities.
所以我们需要去找这个机会。
So for example, number one,
比如第一个
look for people with needs.
然后看有需要的人。
Right, we live in a world that is hurting.
我们生活在一个受伤的这个世界里面。
People are hurting all around us.
这个好多人受过伤的人又在我们的周围。
You see, everybody's going through something.
每个人都会经历到不同的事情。
You come to church.
你到教会里来。
I say, Zenla, how are you doing?
然后比如说你真的你怎么样
I'm doing great
然后说我不错啊
But inside he may not be doing great
但是他里面不一定是真的好啊
People come to church with the Bible
他在教会里来很那个自豪的啊样子
How you doing brother
啊你怎么样
Oh good praise God
好赞感谢主
And at home their husband and wife are fighting like cats and dogs
但是在家里呢他的丈夫妻子像个狗一样在那打
People in the world have a smiley face
在这个世界上人有一个很微笑的脸
But inside they're crying
但是他里面在那里哭泣
Everybody's going through something
每个人都会经历到一些不同的事情
So reach out to people
所以要出去那个进到那些人当中
In the course of your everyday regular life
就是在你当然就是我们每一天的这个日常生活当中
Your friends, your relatives, your co-workers
你的朋友你的亲戚你的同事
You know, your neighbors
你的邻居
If you read the New Testament
如果你来读这个新约圣经
Jesus did not use an agenda
神耶稣没有一个日程表
He didn't have a day timer
他没有一个那个日常表
People didn't call him and say, hey, can I come over at 7 o'clock? Can you minister to me?
然后没有人对他讲哎呀耶稣我七点早上七点去见你行不行
See, I'm a pastor.
我是一个牧师
People call me.
然后人会给我打电话
Can I come see you at 2 o'clock tomorrow?
然后我能不能明天两点来见你
So we set appointments.
然后我们就弄一些约会的时间
Jesus didn't do that.
耶稣不这么做
He just went out into the streets.
他只是走到街上去
Saw people in need.
看到那个街上有需要的人
People that were hurting.
那些人受到伤害的
and he ministered to them.
然后他就服侍他们
something very easy to say
有些事情非常容易去说
you see someone
你看到某个人
co-worker maybe
可能是一个同事
and you say hey how you doing
哎你好你怎么样
I say I'm doing okay
啊我还可以吧
and you say no really how are you doing
然后真的你真怎么样
and now you're probing
然后你现在开始Probing 什么意思？就是开始那个探测检查这个问题。
And now they say, oh, he's really interested.
然后他就看到哦，他非常的有对他感兴趣。
Well, now that you mention it, I'm not doing that good.
然后我说啊，我不是那么好了。
Well, how come? Can you share?
然后你怎么样？你能不能那个多说一点，分享一点
？Well, you know, my kids are doing drugs, and I'm kind of worried.
啊，因为我孩子吸毒，我有点担心他。
Can I pray for you?I believe you know, God can touch them.
我能不能为你祷告？我相信神能够触摸到他。
So talk to people.
所以跟别人说话。
How you doing?
你怎么样
？You look sad.
啊，你看起来有点那个不高兴。
Well, you know, this happened.
然后你知道哦，发生什么事。
And if a person tells you what they're going through,
然后当人告诉你他发生正在经历一些什么样的事情的时候
，they're inviting you to continue to speak.
然后他实际上就是在邀请你继续在那里说。
And if it's something that you've gone through,
然后有的事情你经历过
，say, you know what, I know exactly what you're going through.
然后我你就说啊，你知道我非常清楚你现在正在经历的事情。
Because that same thing happened to me 3 months ago.
因为同样的事情三个月前发生在我身上。
Can I share with you what I did or how I got out of that?
然后我能不能分享我是怎么来应付对付那个事情的
？And you share what God did. Hey, can I pray for you?
然后你就告诉他神怎么来帮助你过了那个事情，然后你我能不能为你祷告
？Not everybody may be a believer.
不是说每一个人有可能是一个信徒
but there's very few people who will not receive prayer
就是非常少的人不愿意那个接受那个祷告的、
yes.
大部分人都会接受这个祷告
and prayer is the opportunity for God to come through and show up
然后这个祷告呢就是让那个神的能力来到里面然后呢神能够显明出来
sometimes God will answer the prayer the person gets healed for example
有的时候神那个回应祷告那个人就马上得了医治比如说
sometimes their situation is not resolved at the moment but they feel the presence of God when you pray for them
但有的时候就是那个问题不是当场解决但是他能够感受到神的那个同在
and next time they have a problem they'll come looking for you
然后下一次他们有问题的时候他就会来找你
it's that simple
所以非常的简单
you don't need to be a pastor
你不必要说有一个牧师的头衔
Just be available wherever you are.
就是预备好每个地方有需要的时候，你能够在那儿。
Okay. So number one is we look for people to minister to.
所以第一个点就是找这个机会有一个服侍。
Look for those who are in need.
然后找一些有需要的人。
The second way.
第二个方法
is to minister to the people God sends you.
然后呢，神就差派你去的那些。
As a Christian, our lives are not an accident.
所以作为一个基督徒我们的生命不是一个事故不是随机的
There's no coincidences in God for a Christian
所以对于一个基督徒来讲没有一个偶然的事件
So some people may come to you and just begin to talk about their life
所以有的时候有些人可能到你的面前来他就开始谈论他生命当中一些事情
There's times when I've been talking to a stranger
有的时候我跟那些陌生人说话
And they begin to share their life with me
然后我就开始跟他们分享我生命当中的事情。
I say, wow, I don't even know you. I don't know why I'm saying this.
然后我就自己的根子不知道为什么我会这么做。
But you know, that's the Lord.
但是你知道这是主。
Well, the reason you're saying is because maybe I'm supposed to help you. Can I pray for you?
然后你可能你跟对方讲我能不能为你祷告？非常的简单。
You know, walking down the street, you see someone, you know, limping on the leg like this.
然后你比如在那个街上看见有人在那里一瘸一拐的像这样走路
Hey, I see your legs hurting. I'm a Christian. Can I pray for you?
然后我说我看到你的腿在那里好像受伤的样子我是个基督徒我能不能为你祷告
Simple
简单
See, this is Christianity
这就是基督徒基督
Everybody here has a job. You're going to school. You know people
然后每个地方你去的地方你去上学校你认识人认识的人
Just pray in the morning. God, use me today.
然后呢，你只是早上就祷告主啊，神啊，你用使用我。
Lord, I want to share Jesus. Just let the power of God flow through me.
主啊，我想来分享耶稣，让那个能力从我身上流出去。
And then you'll begin to see that happen.
然后你就会看到这样的事情发生。
Now let me. I'm going to start bringing this to close because what I want to do today, I want to bring everybody up and I want to just pray for you and in part just to stir up that gift because everyone here has a gift.
所以我今天要想做的呢马上我要结束了啊就是让大家都到前面来我要把那个我得到这些东西分赐给你们每一个人要可以就这么做
So we'll do that we'll pray for you we'll impart we'll prophesy and then I'm just going to stir up that gift and believe that God's going to begin to use you this week、amen?
所以就是让这个搅动我们里面的那个恩赐每一个人都可以这么做然后我要跟大家发一言
I read Mark chapter 16 we read those verses right
我们看到那个马可福音的16章那些话语
You know, and in verse 16, Jesus says, sorry, in 17, these signs shall follow those who believe.
所以这个17节说，信的人必有神迹随着他们。
These signs shall follow who? Those who believe.
就是
这些神迹奇事要随着这什么样的人信的人。
It doesn't say these signs shall follow the apostle.
他们没有说这些神迹奇事要随着那些使徒。
It doesn't say these signs shall follow the prophet and the pastor.
他也没说这些神迹呢会随着那些先知或者是牧师。
It says those who believe.
而是那些信的人。
How many here are believers?
我们多少人是信的？
If you are born again, filled with the Spirit.You're supposed to do these signs.
如果你是一个重生的人，也被圣灵充满了，你必一定会看到这些神迹。
These signs will follow you.
这些神迹会随着你。
All you got to do is believe.
你所有做的呢就是信。
Right? These signs should follow those who believe.
所以这些神迹呢，一定要随着信的人。
You know, in my life,
你知道在我的生命当中
，I have found that you don't really start living until you begin to live for Jesus.
在我的生命当中，我就不想活了，是吧？他说
不是
是什么？不想活，知道我那个为耶稣活，还是肯定
？Yeah, okay. I have that. You don't start. You don't really start to live.
你不是真正的活着
，until you're fully living for Christ.
直到你真正的完全的为耶稣而活。
I have found that when sometimes because of business, my family, and all these problems.
所以我看到我的这个现实当中，我的个人的一些事情，家庭、孩子。
I'm halfway in with God and halfway in my problems and my own life.
所以我这个好像是一半为耶稣，一半是为这个实际我自己的生命生活的时候。
And there's no joy in that.
然后我就没有享受。
There's times when I've lived just for the world and just for me.
然后有一段时间呢，我只是在这个世界活在这个世界里面为自己活。
And in the end, I just was miserable.
然后在这个结束的时候，我非常的那个 miserable， 就是很那个痛苦，就是。
And there's times where I've been half in with God and half in the world.
然后有一段时间呢，我一半的活在这个世界上，一半活在。为主而活
，and I'm still miserable.
而仍然是非常的悲惨。
But when I was fully in God,
但是我完全的为了主而活的时候
，that's when I felt the most joy and fulfillment in life.
然后这个时候我才真正的感受到我里面被那个完全的平安，被那个喜乐所充满。
When you're living for God and doing the works of God, He fills you with your spirit and there's so much joy.
所以当你为主而活的时候被圣灵所充满的时候跟主做事的时候你那里面那个完全的被那个喜乐所充满你就感觉到那个生命的意义
And so the life of a Christian is one just to say Lord here I am
所以做一个基督徒的生命就是说主啊我在这里
In the book of Isaiah chapter 6
所以以赛亚书六章
God says whom shall I send
主说我要差遣谁呢
Isaiah said send me here I am
以赛亚说我在这里
And that has to be our prayer.
这就是我们的祷告
God, here I am, send me.
主啊我在这里差遣我
Use me.
使用我
And then this final move of revival.
在这个最后的这个复兴的大复兴的运动当中
God's not looking for pastors or apostles.
神不是在那里寻找那个牧师不是在那里找那个使徒
He's looking for normal people like you and I.
他就是在那里找那些普通的人像你和我一样的
Say, Lord, use me.
我们就说主啊使用我
And so even today,
即使现在
before revival comes,
在那个复兴来临之前
just begin to live like a Christian.
我们就开始要过一个基督徒的生活
Always looking for opportunities to minister.
我们去要寻找这个机会去服侍人
Look for opportunities to pray.
我们去找这个机会去为人祷告
And I promise you something.
我向你那个应许
The more your heart is to serve God and serve people.
当你这个心里有更多的愿望去服侍主、服侍人的时候
，The more God will entrust His Holy Spirit to you，
然后那个神就更多的来信任你。
The more you go out with the mentality I'm going to pray for people, I'm just going to find someone and just minister to them。
当我们的头脑有那个意识，就是要去寻找更多的机会去服侍人的时候
，God will bring those people and you can pray and you're going to see the power of God。
然后神也把那些人带到你面前来，神的那个能力一定要显示出来。
Do you want this church to grow?
你想这个教会那个成长吗
？It's not your pastor's responsibility to make it grow.
这不是我们牧师的职责让这个教会成长。
It's your responsibility.
是你的职责。
The fivefold equips the believers for the work of ministry.
所以这个有一个五重的执事的那个模式。
If everybody in the church just went out there and touched one person,
如果每个教会的每一个人出去触摸到了一个人
，Think about it. If this week,
如果这个你大家思想这个事情，如果这个星期
，Everyone in this room,
如果我们在这个房间里的每一个人
，Pray for one person,
去为一个人祷告
，And God showed up.
然后神会显明出来。
Next week you have double the people in this
room. 然后呢，下周呢，我们这个房间就会双倍。
If you do that continually,
如果我们这个继续这么做
，you'll have to move.
我们就必须要去找地方了。
There won't be enough room.
我们这个房间就不够了。
Because I know that the only way to really grow a church.
所以我知道唯一的一个方法来让这个教会成长。
Has none the power of the Holy Spirit.
就是要。有那个圣灵的能力。
So as we go out and preach the gospel and pray for people and they get healed, that'll bring the people in.
所以当我们去到街上去为人祷告的时候，那些人得到医治，这个时候呢，就把这个神带来给他们。
The same Holy Spirit that was in Jesus is inside of you.
所以同样的圣灵，在耶稣里面的圣灵也在你里面。
No more excuses.
没有更多的那个推辞。
Go out there and win people for Christ.
所以出去去赢得这个灵魂，为耶稣。
Say, Lord, send me.
主啊，差遣我
，and go，
然后呢就走。
Believe that God's going to use you，
相信神要使用你。
And what I also one of the greatest ways to begin a conversation with people with the power of God。
所以我发现有个最好的方式，跟那个人开始去交谈的谈话的时候
，is prophecy，
就是去跟他们说预言。
Say, Lord, give me a word for someone today。
所以就是主啊，给我。今天给我某一个人的给一个人话语
go prophesy.
然后呢就开始对那个人说预言
Hey, I got a word for you from the Lord.
然后我
God says,
然后对他讲神对 我从那个神那里得了一个话语给你的神这么说
and when they know that's the word of the Lord they're going to come alive.
然后当他们知道那个这个话真是从神来的时候他这个生命就活了
Again, the supernatural manifestations of God are to show the people that God is real.
所以这就是一个超自然的方式把那个神的东西带给人让人知道神是真实的
this is the season we're entering into right now.
所以这个就是我们现在要进入这个季节当中
so be encouraged.
所以被受鼓励
go in faith.
然后呢带着这个呢信心
preach the gospel.
然后去传福音
believe God is going to do miracles.
相信神会做神迹奇事
he wants to use every one of you, amen.
他会使用我们当中的每一个人
amen. So what I want to doIs I want to pray for everybody.
是我首先想为每一个人来祷告。
Like I said, everybody here has at least one gift inside.
所以我们在这里，我们相信每一个人里面至少有一个恩赐。
The Bible says, "Stir up the gift."
然后神圣经上说要那个眺望那个恩赐。
So I'm going to pray. We're going to believe. We're going to stir up that gift.
所以我也想为了祷告然后来搅动你们那个眺望那个恩赐
commission you to go out,
然后呢差遣你出去
and we'll prophesy with you.
然后呢你们就上那个街上去给别人发预言、
Probably the best thing to do is why don't we start with this side of the room